Seattle City Council District Position 8, one of the two citywide seats up for grabs. In one corner, Tim Burgess, the current Seattle City Council president. He's running for a third term. His challenger, John Grant, former leader of the Tenants Union of Washington State. Bill Radke spoke to them.
John Grant, you have said that the most change your campaign could make is to replace a candidate who doesn't share the values of Seattle. What are Seattle's values and who doesn't share them?
Well, I think that we have an incredible opportunity right now to have a progressive majority on the Seattle City Council. And the reason that we switched to a district system is that I think folks are, you know, voters are kind of tired of the moderation that we've seen on Seattle City Council. You know, for me, this is a referendum on the folks who have been there. That's why all nine seats are up right now. And I decided to run against my opponent because we have often been at opposite ends of this debate. Whether it's affordable housing or police accountability, these are all critical issues that people want to see greater change in. And we've had the highest rents in the nation, or highest rent increases in the nation. And also, there were over 200 counts of excessive force by the Department of Justice, and not a single one of those officers have been shot. So when I say, you know, we need to have a more progressive Seattle City Council, I think that, you know, voters are ready for bolder action, for true reform, and want to see the dial moving on those things.
Bolder action, affordability, police. Tim Burgess, what do you want to say about your Seattle values?
I think my values are very consistent with the people of Seattle, and we do have a progressive city council. We led the nation on the minimum wage, on paid sick leave for every employee in the city. And, you know, my opponent, John, has done a good job on advocating for tenants over the years, and he's very passionate about that. But we have very different styles in our approach to governing. And, you know, I favor collaboration and bringing people together to get good things done. And I think the support my campaign has, a broad array of citizens and leaders in our city, show that I'm able to do that. And that's why I'm running for reelection.
Well, let's talk about that difference between your collaboration versus a more outsider approach. The example one that comes to mind is affordable housing, where the city reached this grand bargain with developers. And so you were a part of that. You didn't support every single part of it. But John Grant, you very notably came out against the bargain. Why did you not favor a more collaborative approach that Tim Burgess just described?
Well, actually, that's not quite right. I did not oppose the grand bargain. What I said is that it did not go far enough. So I was actually on the mayor's committee of 28 members, and I abstained. And here's the thing. You know, we had an opportunity to potentially bring in $1.2 billion in developer fees for affordable housing. And what the grand bargain was, it was a bargain with developers. And I would have liked to have seen a bargain with the community. There are folks out there that are really feeling the pinch of our affordable housing crisis. And the bargain that we got, the value of that deal was closer to around $640 million. So in effect, we left hundreds of millions of dollars on the table from private developers that could have gone towards affordable housing. And I just don't see what the problem is by saying, you know, we should do more. We can do more to solve our affordable housing crisis. And if, you know, in terms of collaboration, I mean, there was over half the committee of the mayor's affordable housing task force representing the interest of private developers. I mean, you know, when I go to these community meetings and I ask people to raise their hand, you know, raise your hand if you're a developer or if you're a homeowner or if you're a tenant, no one's raising their hand to saying that they're a developer. So why is that committee overrepresented with the private sector's interests? And I think that's why we need somebody on city council to push the envelope. And I've passed legislation at the federal level, at the state level, and at the city level. I know how to get things done. I've actually passed a bill in 2013 through a Republican Senate. So I think that I know what it takes to collaborate, but also stay true to your principles and hold your line and demand for more.
Tim Burgess, I want to hear about collaboration, but first, why didn't you ask developers for more?
Well, we did.
Why didn't you push them to to answer you yes?
So I think this is the perfect illustration of what this campaign is all about, collaboration versus conflict. So John was one of the 28 members of that committee that put together the recommendations for affordable housing in Seattle. And those recommendations are sweeping change for how our city addresses affordable housing. And that's why not only the business community and developers, but our social justice advocates, labor unions, community groups, neighborhood activists, environmentalists have all come together in support of the grand bargain. Councilmember Mike O'Brien and I, who were the leaders on the commercial linkage fee, changed our position because we realized through the recommendations that Mayor Murray sent the city council, we're going to actually produce more affordable housing in our city. Even The Stranger last week wrote about what a good deal this is and why so many people are supporting it from a wide array of interests, from developers to social justice advocates in our city, have come around these proposals and are supporting them because it's going to move the needle and actually make a difference for affordable housing. And I think that illustrates why this election is so important. We want to elect people to the city council who share our values but also know how to work with others to get good things done. And I think that's what my track record on the council has shown, and that's what I want to continue to do.
So if I could push back on that just for a moment, you know, I think that this is exactly the kind of thing that voters are tired of hearing. Politicians saying, you know what, we came to this compromise and that should be good enough for you and you should accept it. You know, if you look at other cities, for example, Chicago, they went through a similar process around affordable housing. And they said to developers, 20% of your units that you build have to be affordable to working class people. The grand compromise for what we got was 7%. So you can't tell me that, you know, the goal of good public policy is to come to compromise. The goal of public policy is to solve problems. And we are facing an incredible affordable housing crisis. And that means we need to actually demand more from the private sector. Now, all those people who came together and said, you know what, we think the mayor's proposal is good. It's a grand bargain. Let's move it forward. Do you think that the affordable housing advocates would say, you know what, we don't want to set that goal at 20% for affordable housing? I think that people would come together and say, yes, let's have a compromise that asks for more. But we never had a city council that was willing to push the envelope. And I think that that is part of the problem. People are tired of politicians coming in and saying, you know what, here's what we're going to do. It's not exactly going to solve the problem, but it's the best political deal that we could get. This is why Seattle voters are voting for 9 new city council members. We need an elected progressive city council that will hold developers accountable, make them pay their fair share, because we are in that crisis. And this is the urgency that people are feeling out in the community that is not being felt in City Hall.
So, Tim, how do you convince voters that you asked for more, you got this compromise, this was the most you could get? Is the Chicago comparison fair?
No, it's not fair. So we decided in Seattle that we were going to aim lower in terms of affordability. In other words, we wanted 6,000 of the 20,000 affordable units to go to people earning 60% of area median income or less. Some of our surrounding cities allow that to go to 80%, and so they have a higher set aside. I think what the facts are is look at who is supporting the grand bargain, from Mayor Murray to a strong majority of the city council, and the people who are the housing advocates, affordable housing advocates in our city and have been for decades, and the social justice organizations and labor unions, they would not be sitting on the sideline and saying, well, we just had to take whatever they offered. These are respected, well-connected individuals who know what our city needs. And so, you know, Mayor Murray, as he has told us, made a decision to go with what would actually move the needle the most and create the most affordable housing units. And so that's where we're at, and that's what the council is going to be dealing with over the next several months.
That's the Seattle City Council President Tim Burgess and his challenger John Grant speaking with KUOW's Bill Radke. They're running for City Council Position 8, one of the 2 citywide seats in Seattle up for grabs. Don't forget, ballots are due by next Tuesday at 8 p.m. If you missed any of our election coverage, go to kuow.org.